The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here is your host, Julia Stubbe.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, and I thank you for being here. I am grateful and appreciate you tuning in and listening live today, and I appreciate you if you are listening to the recording as well at another time. Each week, we start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will open the Energetic Toy Box and explore the fundamentals of the physical world. Today, we'll be discussing ascension and the light body. My guest today is Carolee Schloth. Carolee is an empowerment teacher helping others to identify and take action on their soul plans. As an intuitive channel, she assists others in healing blocks and expanding their vibration. She offers individual healing sessions, classes, and leads worldwide retreats. And if you do want a session, I recommend her because her and I trade all the time, and it's pretty awesome what happens between the two of us. So now we're going to start off this hour with some guided imagery. I would like to invite you to play along using your imagination. So let us first start off by getting comfortable and taking a few deep breaths. Relax your shoulders. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold the breath. And when you're ready, blow out through your mouth as if you were blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. Now take another breath in through your nose. And when you're ready, out through your mouth. For those of you who are in a safe place, feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those who are driving or operating equipment, let's keep your eyes wide open. Now let's bring your attention to your heart space. Let your heart expand with love and gratitude. If you want to imagine a color, imagine pink or gold or silver or a combination of colors and let that heart expand. Let it expand with love and gratitude. Now let's send that love and gratitude up from our heart, up through the throat, and out through the crown to the angelic realms, as high as we can reach at this time. Now I want you to open yourself up to receive. And receive the immense love and gratitude back from the angelic realms, down to the crown, through your heart, and back into the heart. And feel your heart expand even more. Feel that love and gratitude in your heart space filling you with peace and joy. Now, imagine that love radiating from your heart, surrounding Mother Earth. Imagine that love touching all the beings of the planet. Take a breath in and out. You notice a path off to your right that leads to a beautiful garden of roses. You follow the path through the rose garden, noticing roses of many colors. To your left, you see a patch of ruby red roses in all shapes and sizes. And up ahead on your right, there's a patch of vibrant orange roses. This fragrance is just beautiful. It just intoxicates your whole senses. There are roses the color of the yellow sunshine, bright and cheery. They make you smile. The greenery around you is lush, and you take in the sounds of the birds chirping. There are butterflies fluttering all over. You continue along the path where you see roses of indigo blue and deep violet. Up ahead, there is a clearing where you see two beautiful women getting ready to open the energetic toy box. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. They open the toy box, and out comes sparkling, floating lights in the shape of hearts, just flickering all over the place. So just get comfortable now, come back to your body, and let's hear what is all about the Energetic Toy Box today with Carolee and Julia. Now, I would like to welcome our guest, Carolee. Carolee, creator of the Game of Earth, an intuitive channel and empowerment teacher. Welcome, Carolee. How are you doing?
Hi, Julia. I'm wonderful today, and thank you for that beautiful meditation. It really opened my heart, and really I could feel that expansion.
Yeah, I really love, you know, working from the heart, and I think that really ties into what we want to chat about today is ascension and the light body. So it's like, to me, what comes first, the light body or ascension? Where would you start?
Let's start with ascension, in case there's people out there that really don't know what that is.
Okay. So, to me, it's about the giving up of duality, so there's really no good or bad, and it's about this awakening of consciousness where we actually come from our heart center. So do you want to just talk about your feelings about this and, you know, maybe discuss some other parts of it?
Sure. So when I think about ascension, I think most people think, oh, isn't that what Jesus did, Jesus the Christ in the Christianity religions? And yes, he actually did open energies for the ascension for us at this time. But really, what is the ascension? And so we know from the Mayans and their magnificence in working the calendars and working with astrology and astronomy and so forth, that we have ended what's called a sidereal year. It was, oh gosh, how long was it? 126,000 years or 26,000
years.
26,000 years it was that have just closed. And that was the energy of the Piscean Age, which was an energy that was fostering separation in all the religions. And now we're moving into what's called the Aquarian Age, and it is an energy of oneness, of knowing that we are all one. But along with that, we ended a cycle that was 13,000 years old that was a masculine energy on this planet, and we're now moving into a feminine energy so that we can balance that out. So we have that going on. And then the other exciting piece is we just ended a 5,200-year-end cycle that was called the Iron Age. We have four cycles per that 26,000 years, and it goes from golden, silver, copper and iron, and each of those ages, the energies on the planet get denser and denser. So all of us have really only known the Iron Age and this dense energy, and we're now moving into a golden age again. And this golden age is the age of Aquarius and the divine feminine, and it's all coming together. And so many of us can feel it. You can feel how time is faster. You can feel there's excitement in the air, and so much change is occurring.
And that leads into the different dimensions, right? Because we've been in this 3D dimension, this heavy dimension of 3D. So there's
yes.
The fourth and the fifth dimension. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yes. Yeah, so humanity has been in this third dimension for a very long time. And the ascension is actually shifting from this third dimension to the fifth dimension, with the fourth dimension kind of being the shift over place. So all of us are beginning to change. And those of us that are what we call awoken, and you're awoken if you're listening to the show, are feeling these changes. And that's what we're going to talk about today so that we can help each other through this.
Okay, so that leads us into our light body. So, you know, is that like you have like a little switch and it just lights up, or, you know, where does this light come from? You know, it's I've been told, you know, had different theories that it was outside of us, but my belief system is that it's within us and expanding outward.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you there. That's exactly how it is. We have all these bodies that we can't see. We're not just this physical body. We know our emotional body, our mental body, and these levels of spiritual body. And we also have magnetic fields that come out of our bodies and these Taurus energies that flow from our heart. And so all of this is beginning to expand and change. All of the energies coming from our heart, is opening, that chakra that's in there, that energy that's in there is opening, and energies from the sun, from beyond Earth, are coming into us, and they're actually activating codes within our blood that is helping our bodies shift and expand and change from these denser bodies that we're holding to lighter bodies. So you also, your light body is around you. It's a way to look at it, as well as coming from within you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. So with these solar flares that are happening, that is energy from the sun that's also coming into us at this time. Is that correct?
That is correct. So the energy coming from the sun affects us. It affects humanity. It affects the planet. And many of us, as these solar flares and the CMEs hit the planet, we feel them. We feel where our minds speed up, or we could get really exhausted. It just all depends on where we are and how it is affecting our field. Many people are experiencing at these times that if they walk into rooms where there's electronic equipment, that the equipment shuts off or goes haywire and so forth, and that has to do with their fields as well as what's happening outside Earth.
Yeah,
and what's coming in.
My son, he's not living with me right now, but he has a laptop in the living room, and every time I would walk by, his machine would shut off, and he would say, "Would you just stop doing that?" I'm like, "You just need to find another place to sit, honey. I just can't help it."
Yeah, it's just what's coming out of your fields, and it's all wonderful. But when we don't know what it is and we don't know what these symptoms are, we can kind of think something's wrong with us and that we need medical help, or particularly mental help, because we don't know what it is. So that's partly why I really wanted to talk about light body today and light body symptoms.
Okay. Well, we're almost coming up to a break, so we'll talk more about that. I wanted to explain, I know when I was going through it, it's like I had time when people actually told me that I should get psychiatric help, because it's like I was just so emotional at one moment and off the boards at another. And so it was nice to be able to have somebody going through the same thing and to be able to relate to it, because I didn't feel so alone and I didn't think I was as crazy as I thought I was then. So that's similar
I totally agree with you, because as you awaken, you begin to shed denser energies. And as you shed these denser energies that are in your fields, you know, in your mental field and emotional field, you become somewhat erratic. You're happy one minute, crying the next, having anxiety, feeling depressed. And if you don't know what this is, you can just self-medicate up on it and not really get where you could get easier by understanding what's happening.
Yeah, because these emotions and a lot of this stuff is really just basically clearing those denser energies so more light can come in.
That is exactly it. And so today we'll give a couple tools to the audience, and they'll be able to have these tools to use to help move through this. And we can give you some stories and examples of others that have gone through it.
Okay, excellent. Okay, well, we're going to head to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the different I guess it's the stages of light body. And so thank you for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks again.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. Ask Theo Live, channels to a new reality. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live, channels to a new reality, Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Carolee Schloss. And we are discussing ascension and the light bodies. And one of the things we were talking about before the break were the dimensions, the third through the fifth dimension. So I think we got sidetracked a little bit. So let's go back and explain a little bit more of what that is, if you don't mind, Carolee.
No, not at all. The third dimension where we are. But let's talk about what dimensions are. So dimensions are the energy that you're in, where you are. And for humanity, we're in this energy where we can feel these five senses. We have a couple more senses, but we're just going to talk about the five senses and how we see and taste and touch. And we have density. We have matter. And that's what the third dimension is. It's about being in matter, that spirit has densified itself down so far that it is in this matter. But it's also about good and bad, light and dark here on Earth. And as we move out of the energy of the third dimension and get up into the higher levels of the fourth dimension, the duality sheds and it becomes more of oneness. And as we move into the fifth dimension, there is no duality. There is no darkness. And that is the excitement about where we are going, because we will be in bliss. We will be in joy. And that is what really our spirit is wanting to achieve at this time.
And I think that joy is way beyond what we can imagine. And I named this episode, It Ain't Heavy, It's Your Light Body. But sometimes our light body really does feel pretty heavy, doesn't it?
Yes, is what we're going through can be very heavy, particularly if you're stuck, getting stuck in depression stages, which happen. One minute you can be fine and the next you're depressed. And really, depending on how quick you can let it go, it can be for a while. Particularly in the early stages of light body, like stage 1 and stage 2 and 3, you can be in depression for a while because so much is coming out of your energy fields.
Yeah, I remember going back to that time where it was like I would be fine, and then it's like I couldn't stop crying. I would just be such an emotional, and I'm like, where is all this coming from? And it was just purging and purging and purging. And I know Karen Bishop wrote a blog back and things about ascension, and it's like I would read hers and it was like, oh wow, there's other people going through this, oh I feel better now, and then I go back and bawl my eyeballs out again.
I know, and I'm meeting so many people now that are going through it in my classes and so forth, and a lot of people feeling anxiety. They have a lot of anxiety, and that too is part of this, because we're unsure of what's happening next, and also it's coming out of our bodies from all of the different lifetimes and all that we have experienced. So just knowing that can really help others feel better.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're totally nuts. It really helped me to know that I wasn't by myself and I wasn't going through this all by myself, that there were many, many, many beings going through the same thing.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the other symptoms besides depression, okay? Another biggie is headaches. headaches can be a symptom of light body because the brain is actually changing as the energies come into the pineal glands and the endocrine system. And also your whole skeletal system is experiencing change as well as the neurological system. So headaches can be quite painful at this time for many of us. And it comes and goes. They can come out of nowhere and then they disappear. Have you experienced this, Julia?
Yes, I know, especially after I've taken a class, like if I've done an attunement with when I took Reiki classes and such, and that would change my body to lighter body, and then the flux of information that was coming through my crown, it's like I would actually pack my head in ice, and it was like and sometimes, Excedrin did not touch it. It just wouldn't touch it at all. So it's just something that I just got used to, and it's like, okay, and I just asked for grace and ease. And I actually would think of imagining that there was a blowhole, like a dolphin or a whale blowhole in my head, to let that extra energy just be able to escape. So that was one of the toys or tools that I used to help with that, and drinking lots of water.
Yeah, lots of water. And I like that tool that you used. And one that I used was to ask my higher self to release endorphins, lots of endorphins into my body to help. And it often did, because I, in this dimension, am in charge. I am the gatekeeper. So if I ask my higher self listens. It's one of the laws here.
We are all the gatekeepers of our bodies. Remember that.
Yes. So another one is flu-like symptoms. And that's going on right now in my house. My husband is experiencing these flu-like symptoms with nausea and vomiting and so forth. This is releasing. This is intense releasing that comes on because of whatever the person is asking in their life and for movement forward. And we can shed tons through our gastrointestinal systems, which was particularly connected to that power chakra, because we're all gaining our power back. We're waking up and realizing we're not victims, that we are the gatekeeper and have control here. Control in ways of learning to go with the flow of our higher self.
Okay, so, you know, we have the symptoms, but I just want to touch on what's really actually happening to our bodies is we're going from a carbon base to a crystal silicone based. So we're shedding a lot of that density so that we can become lighter. So that's part of that. I know with my intestines, that's where it really hits me. It's like, and I would say, oh, and I knew it was releasing of that, but it's like, oh, how do I call in sick for work? Oh yeah, my light body's shedding a little bit of density right now, and I really can't come to work. So I always found that quite interesting of how you actually had to talk about it, because not everybody got it or understood it.
Oh, they don't. And that's the whole point of us discussing it today, is so that people out there can realize that these symptoms aren't a sickness, that they really don't have a mental disorder or have a serious physical illness. So it's one of the aspects to really look at, along with your physician, because you do want to rule other things out.
You don't want to, because there may be something physically wrong that you do need to address. We don't want to discount that.
Not at all. Also, muscle aches and joint aches are big in people right now, particularly in the hips and the wrists and elbows, people are telling me, as well as the shoulders and neck. A biggie, and I know you're having this one, Julia, is sweating, like feeling like you're having a hot flash or a fever and sweating. True?
Yes. True.
Yeah. It comes out of nowhere.
There's just so much energy coming in that it's like I feel like, oh my gosh, it's like my body can't handle all this energy coming through, and it's like, oh well, the way to get that is just to sweat it out. Like you can just go to, you know, this is my private little sauna here.
And tiredness. You can feel great and then all of a sudden you're tired. Again, this is light body. Shedding as well as picking up other energies. And a really important thing to do for everyone is to clear your energy fields, clearing them by using the violet flame, clearing them by lying down and asking light to flood through your fields, putting a column of light around you, sucking the energies off of you. There are a few that I use. Do you have anything else that you like to use, Julia?
Well, I always like to get in a quiet place and listen to my body and ask my body where it needs to be released. And then I release that and then fill that with light, just to take that void and fill that void with the light. And I imagine that, and I just imagine beautiful, beautiful light and then expanding from that and just continuing to clear and clear.
Yeah, the light is the answer. So all the things that we do with the light just makes it so much easier for us. So how about the heart, Julia? What are you feeling in your heart?
Well, for me, everything should be heart-based at this point in my life. If I'm in my head, then I'm in the wrong space, because to me, if I'm coming and thinking with my heart, there's nothing I can do incorrectly, because that's where spirit works through me, is through my heart, and it just expands, and sometimes it'll just palpitate really, really strongly when I'm connecting in with the planet and with others and on the planet, and just fill with love, and then it just exudes from me.
Do you ever get, like, your heart skipping beats and it's going too fast?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It palpitates so fast that sometimes I just don't know what's happening with it.
Mm-hmm. Does it ever hurt?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I tell my students, as we're working with energies that affect that chakra, such as bringing energies in from a ray or just knowing that the energies are opening the chakra, I will tell them that you'll probably experience over the next 3 days these symptoms of heart palpitations and the heart hurting. And I tell them, you are not having a heart attack. It is your chakra opening. There's a difference there. You're not sweating on top of it. You're not having those other symptoms. And that has relieved so many people, because so many people thought something was wrong with their heart, but really it is the expansion and opening of the chakra of the heart.
And when that happens, that's really, really an awesome thing to be happening, because that means that you're shedding more and more of that density.
Yes. I know. When I feel it, I like it, because I know that I'm releasing something.
Yes, I always give gratitude for that, because it's like, it's all about the gratitude as well. It's like, thank you for utilizing my body in this way and bringing this love into my life.
Yeah, and the more that heart expands, the more wonderful, joyful things happen for you.
So the other thing that's happening with this light body is the balance of the masculine and feminine, and we have a couple minutes before the break. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and that's going to really affect the brain. So most of humanity is coming from working with the left side of the brain, of the way we teach, particularly in the United States, that it's all about your memory. It's all about reading information, memorizing it, knowing it, and regurgitating it back out. And a lot of that is the masculine form of learning. And now that we're all moving toward the feminine for that balance, we're opening up that right side of the brain, the intuition, the understanding of creativity and so forth. And so a lot of us are starting not to use the left side of the brain so much, but using more of the right side of the brain. And as you're flipping back and forth between doing that or staying in the right side of the brain a lot, you begin to feel like you have Alzheimer's or something. You can't remember what you did 20 minutes ago. You can't remember somebody's name who you've known for a really long time. So it's kind of funny. If you know what it is, it's funny, because then you're not fearful. So that's why it's important to know that this huge shift is going on and that nothing's really happening negatively to your brain.
Yeah,
it's really a positive.
Yeah, I know one time it's like I was having dinner out with a friend of mine, and there was my neighbors and their kids, and I'm like, hi, this is my neighbors, and they'll have to introduce themselves because I forget who they are. and I didn't know what else to say to them because I really couldn't remember their names, and they lived next to me for 5 years. It was like, okay, this is a little interesting.
It is. And also, if you're in the higher stages of light body or you have gifts of dimensional travel, you can literally be driving along and then you don't know where you are because you're shifting and doing things, and it can be intimidating. So yeah. Grounding down during all these times is really important for all of us with these high vibrations of light coming in and what's going on with our bodies.
Yeah, so, you know, to ground the energy, because we have all this energy coming in, so we actually want to connect with Mother Earth, which is grounding, and you would think, oh, light body, you want to be light and out there, but actually we need to anchor that energy within us. So it really is important to ground ourselves into the planet as well.
It is, because it's almost like this. If you don't ground down into Earth, you're pulling all that light down, but it's kind of shooting out all over the place and not going into the Earth, where she then transmutes it and brings it back up into your body in a perfect way. So grounding down is really important, or you're going to get really spacey and then you get really tired and you just feel off.
Okay, well, we're going to head for a break. And so I want to thank everyone for tuning into the Energetic Toy Box. And Carolee and I will be back after this commercial break and talk a little bit more. I think we're going to talk about the Merkabah. And you say tomato, I say tomato. So
yeah.
And you say, I say Merkaba, and you say?
Merkaba.
Merkaba. All right, so let's go to a break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green along with co-host James Maynard for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests, challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out, live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia at wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia at wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Carolee Schloth. And we are discussing ascension and the light bodies and some of the symptoms. And one of the things that I think that's really important for us to talk about is diet, Carolee. So where does that fall on your top three?
As you're really shifting in light body, you begin to not want to eat what you used to eat. It starts to almost, I'll say, gross you out. So many people, as they're going through light body, begin to stop eating red meat because they realize that animals are beings and the whole process of what we do to the animals, and they don't want to be part of it. But it also just doesn't taste right anymore. And then as people begin to realize that the food is filled with toxins and stuff, we start shifting. And then what happens is if you go back and eat any of it, it kind of makes you sick. So there's a lot of food differences that go on and food changes that go on as you progress through light body. You found that too, Julia?
Yes. My diet is a lot different than it was, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even a year ago. It keeps changing. The lighter I get, the different stuff that I eat. I eat a lot more raw food, smoothies, as far as that goes.
And water.
The water,
we want really high structured water that's alive, that's clean, that's not filled with chemicals, and you begin to really crave that as you continue to move through light body.
One of the things, just to interject with people, I mean, we know where the water is, but water has, and this is and that whole thing for another show, if you put the word love, a label on your container of water, and put love on it, actually changes the frequency of your water, and that's also going to make a difference in your body in taking that water.
Yeah, and water is a whole other topic for another show.
Yeah, absolutely. And okay, so I get these high pitched sounds in my ears. Is that another symptom of?
Yes, that is your higher self and different dimensions and realms of you. Of yourself, bringing information to you, and your ear will literally buzz or Itching is a big one. A lot of itching inside the ear as they ring and as you hear those sounds. Yeah. And also you'll see things physically outside. You will see things move by you real quick, or you may begin to see sacred geometric shapes, all kinds of things happen. And again, that can scare people if they don't know what it is, but it is really these higher energies and your body shifting, your third eye opening more.
Okay, the one thing I wanted to do is I wanted to go back to the book that people can take a copy of and read it. It's What is a Light Body and the 12 Stages of Light Body Ascension. It's called What is a Light Body, and it's by Tashira Taki Ren, and she channels Archangel Ariel and explains each of those levels. So if you're interested in that and you'd like to know more information, that's a book that we recommend. Right, Carolee, is that a book you would recommend as well?
Yes, when I found this book years ago, it was wonderful. Really giving you lots of tools and then giving you the stages of the light body and then all of the symptoms, because if you don't know these, you can really think something's wrong. Now, all of the symptoms aren't in there because this book was written in 1990 and there's a lot more that have come now, but there's so many in here. So it is a great place to go. And you can also Google online to get some information. But this is a really nice high vibrational book.
Okay, so you said about sacred geometry, so that leads into the Merkaba, and you say
Merkaba.
Merkaba. So either way is correct, and I know Mer means light, right?
Yeah.
And Ka means spirit, and Ba means body, so it's light, spirit, body. So do you want to talk a little bit more about the Merkaba? And I'm going to still say Merkaba no matter how you say it.
That's fine. So the Merkaba is light body. And it is it's the energetic fields that expand from you out around you. And if you could see it, it looks like two tetrahedrons. So tetrahedrons are kind of like what the pyramids look like. And if you had one going up and one going down, and you saw this geometric shape, that's what your Merkaba looks like, and you're in the center of that. And it is used by you, your spirit, as a vehicle to transport you through the dimensions. Does that make sense?
Yes, for me it does. I'm thinking others might not quite get it as much.
You could Google that, go and see what pictures of the Merkaba looks like. Because it is important to know, it's important for your mental body to know that this exists, because all you have to do is ask your higher self to activate it, and it will. It's all we need to do.
Okay, so is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Because I know that you have a little clearing meditation that you would lead us into, but I want to make sure we're covering everything before we go.
Yeah, for the Merkaba, you're usually using it at night when you're sleeping, and many people use them during meditations. And one of the symptoms of light body can be when you wake up in the morning, you feel like you're shaking inside, this little shaking, and it can be stronger on some days. And people have thought that they're sick, but they're not. This is really symptoms of light body again. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to lead us into a little clearing meditation? I'm sure our listeners would love that.
Okay, so let's just take some calming breaths again, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Connecting up to our higher selves and our I Am presence. Welcoming the angels and the Elohim and all of the masters of light and all of your teachers and guides, ancestors and descendants. And again, just feel your heart, bringing your attention down into your heart. And begin to feel the love that you have for you. And now begin to feel the love that you have for Mother Earth, this divine being that has birthed you, that you are made of. And send that love down to Mother Earth, into the crystal in the center of the earth. And you'll begin to feel her love returning to you. And now feel the love you have for Father, for all that is beyond Earth. And begin to send that love up to Father, to the suns beyond the suns. And you'll begin to feel His love returning to you. And feel that expansion of love within your heart. And we ask our higher selves to run that energy perfectly through us from the heavens down into the earth and back up, allowing it to flow perfectly through all of our toroidal fields and our energetic fields, releasing all blocks that are ready to go. And we ask that a beautiful column of diamond, golden, ruby, emerald, amethyst, and platinum light surround us, to be used as a vacuum, lifting off all that we are ready to let go of, all that we picked up from others, and all that's ready to leave. And now again, bring your attention to a beautiful, safe, and sacred space within your heart. The space may look like the ocean to you, or a beautiful waterfall, a glen, the mountains. And while you're in this beautiful space, fully connected to Mother and Father, look out into the horizon, and you'll see a magnificent being of light come walking toward you. This is one of your angels. This being works with you. This being is carrying the perfect energies that will assist you right now in this moment in time for you, for what needs to be released, and for what openings are ready for you. This being will help activate energies within you for expansion, upliftment, and openness. Now just see, sense, feel, or know that that being is in front of you. This being turns around, and you sense, feel, or know those magnificent wings. And you may ask this being to merge with you. This being will step backwards and merge within your fields, expanding you further. This being is you. In a higher dimension, this being will leave at any time that you ask, or this being will stay merged with you for as long as you so desire. She's bringing our attention to our crown chakras on the top of our head. An expansion of energy and an opening is occurring here. There's light coming into your soul star and moving down into your crown, allowing it to flood through all of your chakras and all of your bodies. You are a magnificent being of light. There is energy of divine gratitude being flooded through you from all of the realms and dimensions, for you are a light bearer, a light holder. And there is great thanks for this gift and for what you do. So honor yourself is what I am hearing. Drink plenty of water. Soak in tubs of Epsom salts and essential oils that you feel guided to do. Be out in nature as much as you can, feeling the ions from Mother Earth up into your fields and the sun down on your body and face. These are gifts for you. Enjoy those gifts.
Thank you, Carolee. That was beautiful.
You are welcome.
And you can always ask for those, that being with the wings, to come back in and hug you at any time. Yeah, that's what I get once I connect with that being. I can always go to that being and ask for that love and that hug.
Yes, and the angels, which that being was, they carry different virtues, different energies of love, and the perfect ones will come to you for exactly what it is you need in any moment in time. So working with the angels is really uplifting, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be aware of.
Yeah, that's I love working with the angels. I do a lot of angel work with what I do as well, and just connecting with them on a daily basis and, you know, asking for their guidance and whatever it is I need that day. It's like I find their support is just always there, but it's just a matter of us asking. You know, we really, really, really need to ask because we have free will, and if we don't ask, they're just sitting there waiting and begging for us to ask. Well, anyway, we're going to head to another break. And so I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and we will be right back after this commercial break. Thanks for joining us again.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. It's a new year and a new you emerging. Join Dr. Judith Long on the Eye of the Needle show each Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Dr. Long features your call-ins and emails to her that emphasize healing and new information about personal transformation and ascension. You have your own unique gift. And it's something that only you can do in your own particular way. Explore that gift. Be all that you can be. The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Carolee Schloth. And we are talking about the light body and ascension. And we talked about all these physical symptoms of what's happening with our body, but there's some really awesome things that are also symptoms that just bring us joy, and it's like they just make me giggle. So, Carolee, do you want to share some of your giggling moments of hooking into your light body?
Well, the most exciting thing about for me for light body is that the more my consciousness expands, the more I get it. The more I realize how powerful I am, the more I realize how connected we all are. And then you begin to see that in your reality, in your, like I say, your mirrors, everything that you see. So you literally think of something, and a couple hours later, you're seeing it. And to me, that's really fun, to watch the signs of what spirit, my higher self and soul is telling me. So you can see, like my daughter had one going on recently where hawks, everywhere she's going, she sees hawks. One big hawk even came down and sat in a tree that's right in front of the window of our home. And it's a small dwarf tree. You never see that. So it's fun when you begin to see these other things in a whole new way and then understand what they mean to you. So that part I enjoy. How about you, Julia?
Well, you know, I can, you know, talk about things that show up in my life that it's like I just, you know, ask for things, you know, it's like, or I even think them, and then they show up, and it's like, how magical is that? I mean, and this is just minor something because it's like a pedicure. It's like, you know, it's like I asked my higher self Friday if I could get a pedicure, you know, and it's like, okay, yeah, we'll go for it. Well, here the road was closed due to an accident, and like, so I'm like, okay, well, they said I could go, so I'll go get something to eat. And by the time I was done eating, the road was open, and I went to the place where I go, and she never has walk-in openings, but twice now I've walked in, and I've had an opening. So it was like spirit just provided everything for me just to have that moment to feel pretty and, you know, paint my toenails spring colored. Like, I mean, that sounds a little, you know, maybe it's more, you know, about the physical and your toenails, but it's like, that's just a gift to me that I just know that Spirit had me to treat me to that moment.
Yeah, and you listened, which is one of the great expanded symptoms of light body, is to be able to know and to listen to your guidance, that it's no big deal that the road was closed, that you knew Spirit meant something and you went somewhere else and then showed up and it was all perfectly timed and aligned.
Yeah,
that's
it was.
The joy.
It's like I didn't get, oh, it's like, oh, the road's closed, I can't go, I'm going to turn around and go back home. I'm like, well, I Spirit said I was going to be able to, this is going to work. So it's like, you know what, it's going to work. I'm just going to go with the flow and just see what happens. And it just amazes me how that all falls into place and how things show up in my life that I just, you know, just, I don't even know, words can't even express it. It's just so overwhelming sometimes of how awesome Spirit does and what the things they come in my life do.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is trust. And as you move to higher levels of light body, your trust becomes stronger and stronger.
And then some of us, you know, we have, you know, bizarre dreams, you know, and it's like wild dreams. And it's like, so that's going to be more clear too, I think, as you work with your light body as well. And your awareness of your dreams.
Yes, and what they mean, because you're able to hear your higher self more and you're able to understand. And that's such a great gift, to really be able to discern between what is your higher self and what is your ego. And as you move through these levels and keep clearing and doing your work, you get to the higher levels, that becomes more and more clear to you.
So do you keep like a dream journal to keep track of that for yourself? Is that something you do?
I keep a diary that I write in, that where I'm doing my work of my mirrors, my dreams. I consider dreams as mirrors also. So I write in there anything that's significant or that matters to me for what I'm working on. So yes.
Okay, so the other thing that I know for me is my sensitivities and my awareness. It's like I've always been clairaudient and clairsentient, but I also am finding different things happening for me. The lighter I get, the more clear this information is coming through. Do you find that as well?
Yes, and yes, the channeling is more clear. And the things that come through, particularly when you're doing healings for others, can just be so spectacular. And different from what had, you know, been coming through at different lower levels of light body. For example, there recently I was doing a healing on someone, and there was a shaman woman who was coming through, and it turned out as the healing progressed that she was actually the higher self of the woman on the table, but she was back in time, and she was scrying into a bowl and seeing us. And this was so exciting to me to see all that and understand all that and be relaying it to the client and the information that came through. And the client came back a couple weeks later, and that morning I was in a rush. It was actually Valentine's Day, so I put on earrings that didn't match because I was in a rush. One was red, one was pink. I figured it worked so well. And I went out that day. Nobody noticed because my hair is long. But when I was doing the healing with this woman, the shaman came in again, and as she was giving us information, she was asking us for assistance to help heal her in the time frame that she was. And she said to me about my earrings. And so that was so fun to me, because she validated how real it all was for me. She mm-hmm. kept saying, the earrings. And I'm like, what is she talking about? And then it hit me that my earrings didn't match, and she was laughing. And so things like that getting clearer and clearer and being so magical happen as you continue to raise your levels of vibration and move into these higher levels of light body.
So if people want to know a little bit more about what you do and sessions you are, where can they find you on the web?
They can go to thegameofearth.com and just go onto the contact page, and they can reach me through email there.
Okay.
Or they can literally just go into the sessions. There are different parts of the website, and there's a section on the healing sessions, and they can look in there, and they can schedule through there.
Okay. And I also offer sessions as well, and you can find that at www.wellnesstreasures.com, and there's information there. Next week, we're going to be talking about forgiveness, the gift that is really a gift for yourself. And, Kelly, what's your, you know, a quick little thing about how forgiveness works in your life? We have another minute or so left.
Okay, well, I learned a while ago that there's three things that we come to this planet to really master, and one of my three things was learning about forgiveness. And what I learned through that was that forgiveness isn't really about the other person, it's really, really about me. It's about me being able to own and accept what has occurred and to love it and to let it go. It's about letting it go and understanding that the other person is who they are and just letting the energies of the whole thing go.
Right, I find that as well. It's like it's really a gift for myself. It's like it doesn't really pertain to the other person at all. It's really about the healing of myself and giving myself that gift of forgiveness. So that's, I'm really looking forward to that next week on the Energetic Toy Box. That's what we're going to be doing. So I want to thank you again, Carolee, for coming on the show and, you know, talking about ascension and the light body and all the different, the Merkaba, the, how do you say your, when you say it again?
The Merkaba.
The Merkaba. And I really hope that everybody, you know, got what they needed to get out of this today, and that you feel a little bit more comfortable as your light body is expanding, and honor it and love it and drink lots and lots of water. It's really, really important to keep yourself fluid. So again, thanks again for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box this week, and I hope you'll have a great week and that we'll look forward to hearing you and hearing us next week. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, Carolee.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia Stubbe next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.